Philip Semple, PL, Teacher and Care. Today's date is 11/6/2023. Dictation is for Mr. David York. York spells Y-U-R-K. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 03/09/1969. This is a 54-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up and medication refill period. Mr. York has a history of cardiovascular accident, vitamin B deficiency, hypertension, chronic pain, muscle spasm, depression, bronchitis, non-insulin dependent diabetes. Correction, no diabetes. Here for follow-up for this condition, medication refill stays since his last visit. He has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care in today's session. He has no complaints for your next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes for your next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative for your next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert-oriented. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2. 02 sat is 97%. Room air blood pressure is 145/93. Pulse 69. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Face. Left sided facial droop. Not very significant. It's mild. Next paragraph, extremity, there is left-sided facial weakness, left-sided upper extremity strength reduced, approximately 2/5, upper and lower extremities, muscle wasting or muscle atrophy is present in upper and lower extremities on the left, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tendon organ, maybe no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds. No tenderness to palpation, no peritoneal signs, previous paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and no acute distress. Patient has decreased strength on his left side, facial droop on his left side. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cardiovascular accident. Number two, vitamin B deficiency. Number three, hypertension. Number four, chronic pain. Number five, muscle spasm. Number six, depression. Number seven, bronchitis, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication will refill as follows. First of all, labs. Labs were drawn. His labs were done as follows. CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4. Vitamin D, PSA, medication will refill as follows. Hydralazine 25 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, folic acid 1 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. No refills. Next medication, omega 3 ethyl esters 1 gram caps 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, propanolol 20 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin B1 100 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, methylcarbamol 500 milligrams 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, betalacetaminophen caffeine. Correction, butalbutol acetaminophen caffeine 30/50/40. Correction, 50/300/40. You will take 1 PO every 4 to 6 hours, PRN for headache, number 120. Next medication, lidocaine patch, 5%. Apply daily to area of pain for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amitriptyline, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin B12, 1,000 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Symbicort, 160 milligrams, correction, 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID for 9 days. Next medication, ProAir MDI, 2 puffs, TID, PRN for a call for wheezing, number 1, refill 1. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.